Today's scripture reading is going to come from the book of Matthew, but I need some volunteers. I need three or four volunteers to come down and help me. I promise I won't bite. I promise I won't draft you into the choir. I'm crossing my fingers on that one. I promise it won't hurt and you won't have to say anything. This will work. All right, so today's scripture reading comes from Matthew 22. And while I'm starting off with this, I'd like, if possible, if we can just like spread some of these out along the chancel rail here. So, again, Jesus spoke to them in parables. He said, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son." So, the day has come, and we set up the wedding banquet. Now, previously, invitations had been sent out, and we invited everyone on this side of the church to the party. We sent out the save the date cards as reminders. We said it's going to be the best blowout party of the year. Nothing's going to ever top this. Not only are we going to have wonderful food and some entertainment, but I'm going to give you a present. And it's going to be the best thing in the world. So back in those days, weddings didn't just happen like that. There was a whole bunch of procedure that they went through. So after they announced the wedding, there was usually a lot of time that went in between before a dowry was made up and everything was ready for the wedding. But guests were expected that right at the wedding, at that time, the father of the bride would kill his animals, prepare a feast, and then say, "Okay, it's time, everyone come." And you were expected to come. Well, that happened. The king said, "Okay, hey, everything's ready. It's time to go." No one showed up. He's like, "What the heck? Where is everyone? Why in the world aren't they here? I told them. I gave them enough notice. They knew that it was coming." So he wondered for a little bit, and he said, "You know what? You guys go out and make sure that they come to the party." So go out, make sure that they come to the party. Yeah, from this side, they were invited. Well, see, we have a unique situation here because we're lucky. At the moment, we seem to all remember the date and come. The servants could come back, though, because the original servants, "My servants, you could come back now." The original servants didn't have as much luck at all. In fact, no one came. And why didn't they come? Why do you think they didn't come? Anyone? They were too busy. They had businesses to run. They had farms to tend. They had better things to do, didn't they? Well, these ones weren't. But we'll get to them in a little bit. Don't feel left out. Don't worry. Well, they didn't have anything to wear. Why else might they not have come? They're mad with the king. They just didn't want to. Hey, we have it. I mean, come on. Okay, we're all familiar with Facebook, right? If you're familiar with Facebook, raise your hand. Okay, so on Facebook, you have a page that represents yourself, and you could have other pages that represent other aspects of your life, like maybe a business or this or that, but unless you invite people, they don't know how to find it, right? Unless someone that you previously invited or is part of your circle invites someone, they won't know it. you kind of almost have to hope that you get lucky if you do a search. You can do that. But, like, my leather working, I have a page separate from myself for that. But if you don't know what you're looking for, it might be hard to find it. You could type in leather working. You might get lucky. You might find my page. But you're probably going to find a million others along the way. So mostly, unless I directly invite you or someone close to me invites you, you're not going to know about it. So no one showed up. Well, then the king said, okay, you know what? We're going to try this one more time. And he sends the servants out and he says, go. Remind them that I killed all of my best livestock for them. And that the wine's the best wine in the world, and I have it ready for them. Remind them that they're supposed to come. Well, the servants went out, and this time, the people got mad. They said, you know what? What are you doing? Why are you bothering us? Some got upset. Some got pretty brutal with the servants. They may have accosted them, beat them up, left them in the streets. Some of the servants weren't so lucky. They were actually killed. Well, this made the king really angry. He got upset with them. So he turned around and he said, army, destroy them. Nothing left. And the army went out and destroyed the city and everyone that was in it. Then he turned to some of his remaining servants, probably had to hire some new ones because a few of them were killed, and said, hey, go out this time, forget them, invite whoever you come across. And those servants went out, and they grabbed all of the other people, and people came. Good people came, bad people came. People that weren't prepared came, but people came. They heeded the call. And they came and they were able to enjoy the feast that had been prepared. Okay, you folks may go ahead and sit down. Thank you. Thank you all for coming up. Next time, I promise we'll try to have some wine. If not, it'll be the pastor's fault. So, what can we learn from this? That if you tell the pastor that you feel left out on candy, he'll give you candy. So remember that out there. The pastor just left me. Well, as laity, there's a couple of things that we can learn from this. One, guess what? We're the servants. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a cakewalk. We may meet resistance. We may even meet our demise in serving our God. But we are serving our God and doing His will. We may not see it in our day-to-day lives, and it may seem like a strange thing to us to be that willing to say, yeah, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, even if it means I'm going to die today, even if I know that it means that I'm going to die. The second time the king sent the servants out, they had to know, wait, you know, people were giving us a lot of problems the last time. This could be bad. But they went anyways. We are a little bit luckier in this country that we don't have it quite as bad as they do in other countries. There are Christian ministers and Christian laity out in other countries that are being hunted, that are being imprisoned, killed. Their families are being, you know, tortured. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, this is part of what it is to serve God. There are going to be good days. There are going to be some really good celebrations and some good times. And there's going to be some really close moments with God through his son, Jesus Christ. But it's not going to be all peachy king. God tells us that. I mean, how many times in the Bible does he tell us that, hey, things are going to be tough, but I'll be with you always. The other thing that we learn from this scripture is that people got to be invited. It's our job to invite them. God put out a blanket invitation to everyone to come and partake in his kingdom, to serve him. But not everyone hears it. Not everyone recognizes it. Not everyone heeds it. And some people just don't care. But it's part of our job to take to those people that don't know what it is to be loved by God and to serve God. It's our job as laity to do so. As we go about our lives, as we go about work, as we go about play, as we go about family time, we have to really pay attention for that call. Because that call may be in your face, you can't ignore it, or that call may be so soft and unrecognizable. It could be something as simple as holding the door for someone or offering to help someone cross the street. Could be something magnificent. Maybe you're asked to build a church or a ministry. But we have to be able to recognize when that call comes, when God says, the feast is ready, it's time to come. And we have to be able to react appropriately in a way that glorifies God, in a way that is fitting for his kingdom. So as we go about our lives, we need to pray that God be with us, right beside us, guiding us, opening our hearts and our souls and our minds so that we could hear when it is that he's making that call of us. So that we don't fall on the side of those that will be destroyed because we didn't know, we didn't care, we didn't pay attention, we didn't recognize it. God will give us the knowledge and power. We have to ask. Let us pray. Lord, be with us today and always. Guide us. Help us to recognize in our daily lives each and every call that you are making to us to do your will. Help us to be prepared and ready to react in a way that is pleasing to you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.